morning I'm going to be talking about a topic that's quite close to my heart with us preparing to go on mission in the next 20 days or so, discerning your call, knowing what your purpose is in life. But you know, we all have a purpose and we all have a call. And I'm just open with a little testimony about my life, and I'm going to bring rugby into it. And if Loffy's here today, the Border Bulldogs coach, or any of the players, I don't think so. But if you're a lady and you don't like rugby, just bear with me for a couple of minutes, okay? The guys will nudge their partners. Okay. The first time I played for Border was in 1992. I was 21 years old, turning 22. And after that, I got a transfer to Maclear. And if who knows where Maclear is? Thumbs up at the back. It's a very far little dorpy, far away. You know, you can't play rugby in East London and live in Maclear. It just doesn't work unless you got a helicopter, and I wasn't blessed with that. But in about 93, 94, I was transferred up to Maclear with work, and Lee was with me. And it's sort of at that stage with God too, we weren't in such a good position. We were backslidden. And also with rugby, with just not being able to really play provincially, your motivation and your call and your purpose sort of takes a hammer in. So you put on weight. I was most probably the size I am now. And you're just not worried. You've got no purpose. You've got no calling. You know, you're not fit. You're not in the gym. You're not eating right. And a couple of years later, in about 1998, I had the opportunity, and I got a promotion to with the business that I was in then, to go to Queenstown. And I remember hearing about it, and coincidentally, the rugby and the Christianity sort of worked its way together. That Lee and myself, in the little Baptist church in Maclear, we rededicated our lives to God in about 1998, just before we went to Queenstown. But when I heard of this, I thought, yo, Queenstown, 180 k's away. I can do it. I can get back. I can get into shape. Hey, we've all been there when we think we can. There's a good ending to this one. So I got back in the gym, and I was playing squash like twice a day and doing weights. Very primitive weights in Maclear, by the way, but anyway. Doing weights, there's no Virgin Active there or anything. There's no gym. So you do with the things that you've got there. And by the time we got to Queenstown in late 98, I was able to play a little bit for Swifts, which was one of the main clubs. If you know Border Rugby, Swifts won the Premiership champion many times. So it was a strong club. And then in 99, I'll never forget the desire to play provincially again. And Lee and myself were in church there, blessed with a lovely body. And we were growing in the Lord, but I was getting fit physically and fit spiritually. And Chad Smal, which is now the director of rugby at Western Province, phoned me on a Sunday afternoon, early season. Oh, it's like, if you're a sportsman, it's one of the best phone calls you can get. If you love cake, it's like the icing on top. It's like the cherry. And he said, Rion, listen, we're playing Scotland in a friendly on the Wednesday. And the guy that was on the bench, the lock that was on the bench, has hurt himself. And we want you to fill that position. It was on the Sunday. And we had practice on the Monday and Tuesday. I'll never forget, hey, Lee. I was so like, yeah, I'm back again. So I came down and we played Scotland. By the way, we did very well up to halftime. We got hammered a bit, but I went on the second half, and I remember playing against Doddy Ware. Who remembers him? Yeah, a Scottish. You're not many, Uncle Cole. Okay, one person remembers him. Anyway, he was a Scotland lock that had, you know, was quite a good player. So it was just awesome, you know, and it just shows you how discerning your call and purpose makes you spiritually fit, but also physically fit. And God's given each and every one of us a purpose in life. And in this message this morning, I just want to start with this quickly. When you preach here, you have to throw your name away. So I'm going to be doing that shortly with a video. Just prepare yourself. But I believe this morning's message is for a couple of different people. Number one, if you find yourself with not knowing God, you don't have a personal relationship with God, I can tell you this morning through my own life that God is calling you. He's calling you right now where you're sitting. He's calling you. He's prompting you. He's saying, I want more of you. Secondly, you could be a person this morning that has a relationship with God, but you don't know. You don't know. You've never really discovered what your purpose and what your call is. And God's saying this morning, He wants to give that. He wants to relay that message to you in bold letters. And then lastly, you could be here this morning. You sort of know what your calling in is and your purpose is, but you're not walking in that. You lack in wisdom, or due to maybe not being confident about your abilities, you're not walking in that purpose or walking in that call. And then if you're not in one of those three groups, you can go and have coffee in the foyer. Only jokes. Okay. I just want to give you a little bit of a biblical background to what I'm talking about this morning. If you can just go to the next slide, and I'm going to read a couple of verses. So it's just a foundation about that. Romans 11:29 talks about the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Isn't that a beautiful scripture? The gifts and calling of God on your life, on my life, are irrevocable. He can't take them away. You know, it depends on us if we're walking in them, if we're doing what He's calling us to. I'm going to go through another couple of scriptures. They're not going to come up, but I just want to lay that foundation quickly. Romans 8:28, it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Romans 8:30, "And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified." Two more foundation verses. 1 Corinthians 1:26 says, "Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise with human standards, not many influential, not many were of noble birth." So He calls all of us. The uneducated or the matriculated like me and the varsity professors like some of you out there. Philippians 3:14, "I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards to." So that's a calling too. He's calling us. You can see that movie. I'm sure a lot of you have watched it, eh? Schindler's List. What a powerful part of the movie. If you've watched it, I think it still resonates strongly with you. And he's quite emotional. But just to give you a background with Oscar, just a few things that I wanted to just mention, that he's credited with saving 1,200 Jews from certain death in the concentration camps. And his connections of that time were so powerful. He had a lot of wealth that was from the factory. He produced things that the German army actually used in the war. And he had a supernatural amount of wealth. But to save the Jews, he had to give that away. He had to give everything that he had basically away. So he saved them a lot with bribes and buying things on the black market. So he would take money on the black market, get things that weren't available, and that would help him to be able to save a person at a time. And the amazing thing about this guy's call, not sure what his Christian standing was, but I'm sure there was one there, is that his entire fortune he lost because of saving these Jews. That after the war, he was a pauper. The only means of survival after the war was those self-same Jews that he saved contributed to him financially on a monthly basis. He lost everything, but he lost it in the call and the purpose that he believed he had at that time, and that was a strong calling. Okay, the next slide there. Okay, that one, yeah. Important point, if you're taking notes. Our calling in life should leave no regrets. Our calling in life should leave no regrets. Whatever we call to, a lot of the time it goes in the lines of what we're gifted with too, but it shouldn't leave regrets, that we look back on our life one day and say, but I should have done this. I should have been there. I should have listened and heeded the call at that stage. Bill Johnson says the following: "It is abnormal for a Christian not to have an appetite for the impossible." I want to read that again. It is abnormal, it's not normal, guys, for a Christian not to have an appetite for the impossible. And with that impossible, it also talks to me about the impossible of us going on missions. You know, we're going to India, we're going to a nation that's less than 1% Christian. But it's not impossible with God. It's not impossible with God, with the seven of us, to go into that city of Mumbai and to have a change for the gospel, you know, to bring the gospel into that city and bring a spiritual change, it's not impossible because we can believe it. God's given us the authority. He's given that authority that we can walk in the realms of the impossible to make things possible. We were not just created to exist and barely survive. If you're here this morning, I'm telling you that you weren't created just to exist or just to survive or just get through the day. You were created in God's image to flourish and to thrive. You know, Andre, a couple of weeks ago, he's been talking about calling us higher. You know, the steps. You remember the steps? And he's calling us to a place that he believes God is calling us to, and I believe that God is calling us as the body of Christ to that place. You need to discern that call, the rightful place of authority to advance his kingdom, calling us higher. Bill Johnson, in Hosting the Presence, talks about our authority to release God's presence. We have that authority right here to release his presence. This is not just a select few, but it's for all of us to walk in that authority. I believe that we need to stop letting the devil take pot shots at us. You know we do that. You need to silence the lies and start listening to the truth, the purpose and call that God has for you. Just a personal testimony. Now I'm going to call Taryn up, and she's going to give a personal testimony just for a few minutes about the specific message that I'm bringing this morning about your purpose and your call. Okay, Taryn.
Okay, Rion didn't say that I need to throw a name today, so. Morning, everyone. I'm Taryn, for those of you who don't know me. I'm a single mom of a beautiful four-year-old little girl, if you haven't seen me before with her. Sorry, just bear with me if I get shaken because I'm a bit overwhelmed as well. But I'm here to tell you just today of what God's done for me in my life. I think in the past 4 years, I've been on such an amazing journey. It hasn't been great times. It's been tough. It's been sad. It's been anger, bitterness. But I'm glad to say that I can stand here today and say I have the most inner peace and love in my heart. But I think there's so many different episodes and journeys that I've been on, and I could speak here for the whole day, but Rion's just given me a short period in time, and I think one of them has been the way I got to Shofar through my ex. So thank and praise God for that I actually came to Shofar. I was looking for a place where I could grow spiritually, have a lot of young people, and this is just the perfect place. Secondly, went to Awaken, the Free to Be in Port Alfred, which was last year, yeah. And that was just an amazing step with God as well, because I've also been through trials, through relationship trials, and Satan always tries to steal your goodness and your purity, and God taught me to be obedient. And that's something that kept on playing in my heart, and I started being obedient, and I said to God, you know, please open the doors that you want to open and close those that you want to close. And God started revealing these things to me, and so many different things happened, and God just showed up every time that this is not for me. His plan is better and greater and bigger for me, and Jeremiah 29:11 has been very close to my heart. And if I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And as a single mom, I'm sure whoever is here that's a single mom, you know that it's not easy, even those that have kids. It's not easy to bring up a child on your own. And God has just been there with me, and I'm so grateful that my child, wants to come to church, and she's a reminder every morning, Mom, are we going to church today? So I'm really grateful for that, and I just actually thank God that I am a single mom now, because all the wisdom that has grown in my heart, I cannot actually put to words how he's really just grown me, just as a person, also to speak to other single moms. And this is obviously the main sort of calling on my life that God has been speaking to me over a couple of months or a year or so. And God gave me a talent or gift. I think it runs in the family. My mom used to sew and make clothing and stuff. And 4 years ago, God gave me sort of something in that line. And I started something on a sideline as a business. And I'm a sales rep, so it's quite tough with time. But, and it's sort of, obviously, all the trials I went through sort of seemed to drain me from fulfilling that talent. And a lot of it was dealing with women, and I used to do like socials or women's evenings and markets and stuff. And obviously, I'd have a one-to-one with a lot of women. So this all has sort of put the puzzle pieces together now that I look at it. And, God also just used to say to me, listen, forget the former things. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. And it sort of ties up with Rayvon's message this morning. I was quite nervous. I wanted to make a message and write it down because I can go from one topic to the next and to try and keep it focused. But I think this morning the Holy Spirit, I've just been praying that the Holy Spirit will speak through me and say the right things. And Rayvon just confirmed that, you know. And I just, for me, that's what it was. And it was a journey, but a step-by-step journey. And of God just saying to me, Taryn, just hang on to me because without me, you are nothing. And really, God, just I can stand here and I can just say God is so faithful. Financially, I've just been so blessed. Every area, every facet. My family, I've got everything my heart desires, literally. And I also don't have a mansion and a helicopter and everything like that. But the sentimental things in life, like peace and joy, are the two things that have just overwhelmed me in the past, especially the past year. It's been probably the toughest, but just to then touch base, I also, Free to Be was great, and that was just amazing. It drew me closer to God. I then went to Awaken recently, and that was just, I have no word to say what it was, but 350 women in Johannesburg just praising God, like with all their heart, all their might, and it was just so amazing to be in their presence, and God once again put me there because my tickets were sponsored. And I really wanted to go, and obviously the financial side of things was a bit tight, a lot of expenses and stuff at the time. But God brought me there. And it was just such an amazing feeling to say, you know, God, you have once again come through for me. And over the time as well, God has just been saying to me, you know, my worth, what am I worth? And there's just something that I read this week that it says, every woman, and this can be man or woman, has a divine destiny, yet she cannot fulfill that purpose until she understands her values in God's eyes. And that is just exactly what God did for me. God showed me how valuable, how precious, how special I am, and that I deserve, as well as Madison, we deserve only the best. So my list of my future husband is like huge, because if he's not like this in God's eyes, and this is what God has for me, then I'm not prepared to settle for second best. And besides, one of the prophecies, at Free to Be, I just want to read you the two, one from Free to Be and one from Awaken. The first one, obviously, being a single mom, you want to obviously have a family and you want the right man and how's it going to be? But God just reassured me, and this was the first one. And I just think it's important that I share this because then it kind of ties up the pictures. It says, your creator will be your husband, the Lord of heaven's armies in his name. He is your redeemer, the God of all the earth. For the Lord has called you back from your grief, as though you were a young wife abandoned by her husband. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will take you back. In a burst of anger I turned my face for a little while, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you. Just as I swore in the time of Noah that I would never again let a flood cover the earth, so now I swear that I will never again be angry and punish you. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken. That's from Isaiah 54. So I was like, wow, this is just what God had in store for me. And that's what Free to Be was so blessing to me. But Awaken, obviously, you know, this is now next level and I have grown. And this is the next one, which is also really amazing, where God showed me that he will be my husband. And he's the perfect, I'm his bride. So I don't need to have his physical man as such until he has given me the right person. He is my husband. And awaken, this is also amazing because now the transformation from free to be to awaken, I had realized that I am worth much more than I thought. And I know a lot of women, specifically, obviously because I'm a woman, we don't realize what we're worth. And we're always looking for happiness, and we're always looking for peace, and we're always looking for all the great things with the picket fence, maybe in someone or something. And I can reassure you that you're not going to find any one of those things in anything but God, because he'll bring all of them under one umbrella for you. And that's what he's done for me. So quickly, the awaken. This is the second prophecy. The ladies were praying for us, obviously, that we all went. And it says, the Lord delights in you as his daughter. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And the picture that they got was a picture of a little girl splashing in water. And he loves and delights in you just for who you are. The Lord knows every battle you're facing. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. So those two were really profound for me. And they just like, you know, as God's, everyone says that God will meet you at the point where you're at. And both of these, he just really did that. And I just give all the glory and honor to God because I can stand here today. And this is also sort of a testimony because I've been sitting at the back and I've always been thinking, you know what, God, you're working in my life and I've got so much to share. When am I going to stand up here? And below and hold, Rihanna asked me to share. And it's just amazing how God works again. And so, yeah, I just want to give God glory for bringing me to the purpose of my life. And I now have basically started a single mom social group where it's in the very beginning stages. But I spoke to Sonia again. She said, you know what, go with what's on your heart, Taryn. And, yeah, so that's what I've started. We kind of get together monthly. And it's just bringing me to the need that there's so many single moms out there. And I have something in common with them. And You can't really say to people, listen, I know how you feel unless you've walked that walk. And so, yeah, God's using me, and I think he's got a great plan. I know he's got a great plan for me to speak to many single moms or even other women that are lost and don't know their worth because he's given me a worth and a purpose, and I can share that with others. So, yeah, thank you.
Amen. Lee and myself have been blessed to see the growth in Taryn, and I had the privilege, Taryn's in our life group, of baptizing her on Wednesday evening. So give her another round of applause. Okay, if you've got your Bibles here, I just want to go to Ephesians 4, 1 to 6. Ephesians 4, 1 to 6. This is Paul speaking. He says the following, as a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. And the challenge here is from Paul to live lives worthy of our calling that we have received as children of God. Just like Taryn was talking there, we are Christ's representatives. People are watching us. People are watching Christ in you. So I want to ask you a question today. How well are you doing as his representative? How well are you doing in every area of your life, at work, at home, at play? How well are you doing as a representative? He also goes on to speak about the unity of the body of Christ, and I think that's important too. You know, God talks about the unity in the Word, and he says where there's unity, God commands a blessing. Where there's unity, there's life. So that's just important for a call of us as the body of Christ. Verse 1 of Ephesians 4 is founded upon a principle which underpins the entire book. A person's calling sets the standard for their conduct. So if you're taking notes, that's the important point. A person's calling sets the standard for their conduct. Your calling sets the standard. There is no higher calling that God has as a child of God to be part of the body of Christ, to be part of the church. Okay, I'm sort of nearly coming to the close. Discerning your call requires you to step out of the boat. You know, if we look at water walking requires not only to take the courage for a risk, but also the wisdom to discern the call to step out of the boat. And in Matthew 14:28-29, Peter, answering the Lord, he says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come out of the water. And Jesus said, come. The calling to Peter was to come. God's calling us to just to get out of the boat, you know, to discern that call and to walk on the water, whatever that water means to you. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He's prepared good works for us to do in advance. So in closing, you must probably asking me, if you don't know how to discern your call, how do I discern my call? You know, how do I discern what my purpose is? What's the recipe? I wouldn't say it's a recipe as such, but I believe there's three factors that can help you to ascertain what your call is and discern what your purpose is in life. If we just go to the last one there. Firstly, I suggest that you give yourself to the Word of God, the Word of God, the Bible. Immerse yourself in God's assessment of you so that you can see things through God's perspective of you. So immerse yourself in the Word of God. Believe what the Word of God's telling you. Okay. Secondly, get a realistic view of yourself. This is sometimes difficult. This is your gifts, your weaknesses, and your strengths. And how do you do that? By listening maybe to what your friends are saying or your spiritual mentors. What are they saying about you? Help them to assist you in defining those attributes. What your calling could be. What are your gifts? And then thirdly, look at the situation in the world, either in your immediate vicinity or outwardly. You know, so don't be inward looking, be outward looking. God, what are you calling me to? Outward, not inward. Your immediate vicinity or outward, and ask God to give you a passion for the lost. You know, this could be a calling, just like Taryn said, about a single mother's group. It could be a calling about linking up with some of the mission teams that are going forth in a couple of weeks' time. I believe that when these three things happen, the saturation with the Bible, the true understanding of yourself as a person, your callings, your gifts, and a clear vision, perspective of the needs around you and in the world. And you stir that together with a stirring spoon, big stirring spoon of prayer that will emerge as a clear calling of God on your life. And you will know the direction that God is calling you to. Amen.